Thank you for contacting.
Oh, hi. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I was actually following up regarding your account and the past due balance. It looks like we're still having trouble processing it, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Probably. I got some information changed on it. But we would like to cancel this. So I understand if we have to pay that overdue balance, but we would like to cancel it.
Okay, so I could take that past due balance and make that the final payment and then cancel it right after if you like.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so let me go over here into your billing. And you said some information changed, so is it still the same number but just a new expiration or something, or is it a whole new card?
No, a whole new card.
Okay, so go ahead with the number when you're ready.
Okay, it's 4383-9900-2917-2781.
And expiration?
8/29.
Okay, and the code?
149.
And for this card, is it still the 15 Jackson Street for the billing address?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me get your authorization, and then I can process the cancellation, and you will be good to go. So just bear with me.
And here. That's just the 1 month, right, the $299?
Yes, you're catching it in time. That didn't go up to $598 until September 24th, so you're getting it before
perfect.
That. So, yeah. Okay, I got the green light on the payment. And then how come you're wanting to cancel?
We just don't see a lot of benefits from it right now, so we're just going to – we just can't afford to give $299 away currently to not be getting anything back from that, essentially.
I see. Okay. So I wanted to just make a suggestion. Your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. What some people do is they take those off, and that would lower your subscription to just $199 monthly. And if you do want to do that, what I could do is push the next billing out 30 days, which means you'd be paid in full until October 3rd. And then starting on that date, you just pay the $199. And the reason I suggest it is I'm on your dashboard, and it's showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,225 times, and you've had 232 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So do you ask people when they call you how they found you? Because it looks like you're
probably... I guess
there's
an extra $100 in Facebook ads. So that's why $299. Yeah, that's fine. But anyway, so if we take that off, then it's $199, and we repeat out till October from this. And they've... Yeah. So she's looking at the dashboard, and there's over 1,000 finds on the first page of Google. There's over, did you say 200 clicks into our page?
232 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you.
Here's my husband. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I guess
I'm super curious about the Facebook ads, because I have never even seen that nor heard about that.
Yes. So on the dashboard, it tracks everything. So it shows in the Facebook ads link, and I can send you the login to your dashboard again just so that you can see it. But it shows you previews of the ads that were running, how many clicks that you got, how many impressions, you know, how they're being found. But
how did you make an ad? Sorry, I'm just curious. How did you make an ad for our business?
Oh, it's on Bighorn Contracting. So when you signed up with us a year ago, probably either you or Natasha gave us access to your Facebook business page. And so we're running ads through your Facebook business page. So, yeah, and the reason I suggested to her, since she thought the $2.99 was too much to be paying right now, is that the Facebook ads are excellent in the beginning because they jumpstart your profile and they get you results quicker. But now that you're ranking on Google, most people will hire off of Google, right? So statistically, 87% of consumers hire off of Google, and that only leaves 13% if you take, you know, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, you take all those other sources and kind of lump them into one category. They're only getting 13%. So I think now that you have a solid standing on Google, you could probably take those off and lower your subscription to $1.99 and not have an impact. And I told her what I would do if you wanted to try it that way is I would push the next billing out 30 days, so you'll be paid in full till October 3rd. And starting on that day, you're just paying the $1.99. And then what I also could do is just, you know, send the technicians a note to do a performance check on your account. And if there's any updates that will help you behind the scenes, they can perform those for you.
Okay.
Let me look at the post.
I don't think we've gotten one job off of Facebook.
Really? Wow.
I'm actually guaranteed we didn't even have one person reach out to us from Facebook, like, in any form of fashion.
Wow, that's shocking because it says there were 501 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. So I'm really surprised if you didn't get. I know, you know, most of your return is going to come from Google, but I would think you at least got something here and there from Facebook. Unless
yeah, that's
maybe
why I was
you
so
did,
curious
because
I was like.
Yep, no. Yep. Maybe you weren't aware. Also, there's a new program that Google's offering called Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of that program?
I think we have. Well, we get like a million phone calls, and that's not even being dramatic. Like, it's insane. It's like 20 plus every single day for Google profile stuff, and like just yeah. And sometimes we listen to them, and we haven't done anything because we already did this, and we didn't really feel like it was beneficial. And so we don't listen. We haven't done any of it, but sometimes we listen to them and they talk about all that kind of stuff. And, I was like,
yeah,
we've been getting a lot of calls from Google. And so I haven't really been interested in like messing with anything because everything's going just fine.
Well, what I could do for you to help you with that, if you wanted to continue, is I could put a call tracking number on here, meaning we would purchase a brand new 480 area code number, and when people call it, it would forward over to your number, and number one, that will help you track it and make sure that you know you're getting the most bang for your buck because the people that are calling you off of Google will use that unique number. But also, it does eliminate a huge volume of spam callers because a lot of those spam callers are computer generated. So we would put a press 1, press 2 greeting on it, meaning, you know, if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2.
And they can't
both
do that
options.
If it's automated.
Right,
so,
exactly. So if they're a computer-generated spam call, those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end.
But it would be, you said 480, that's Arizona. It would be a 602.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the username for your account, but you're right. Natasha's number is 605, so it would be 605, Eric. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just looking at the user. I don't know why it's under a 480 area code. Did you used to have that number or something?
Yes, that was her, that's her personal phone.
Oh, got it. Yeah, so that's not being published in any way, shape, or form, but it is the username probably because she used that number when she signed up. But, I can do that. That's usually like a $300 upgrade for our existing clients, but, you know, you guys obviously are loyalty clients, so I could, you know, put it on there and not charge you for it and then push the next billing out to October 3rd. Now, keep in mind, you guys are still on a month-to-month subscription. So if come October 3rd, you go on the dashboard and you're not confident that you're getting a solid return on this, no problem. You can call a couple of days before that and cancel, and you wouldn't have any further charges, right? But that way, at least you get, you know, the most bang for your buck out of what you just had to pay. You know what I mean?
Okay. not perfect. That's
something. Yeah. Okay, so I'll do that. And then as far as Google Guaranteed is concerned, I'll tell you quickly how that works. Are you guys licensed and insured and all of that good stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, and so the reason I ask is Google Guaranteed is a brand new pay-per-lead program that Google rolled out about May of last year. It's not available in all areas and industries, but I did look up and it is available in your area and industry. So the reason you have to pass a background check in order to participate in it is that once you're Google Guaranteed approved, Google will now guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So let's say that you do a ton of work for someone and all of a sudden they become disgruntled and they start requesting their money back. Google would actually get involved and refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you. So, and with that being said, you have a valid, driver's license, social security, or EIN number for the business, right?
Oh, yeah.
And no felonies or anything like that within the past 7 years? Perfect.
No.
Okay. So you would pass the background check with flying colors. That process takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. Now, once you're approved for it, it's a pay-per-lead program. So all we charge to participate in it is a one-time application fee of $250, and that's just so that you can pass the background check. Once you do, we would call you and say, okay, we want to activate the budget, which equals 13 leads within the month. Now, the leads are only going to run about $22.67 each. So if
just real quick, we used like Home Advisor and Andy Leads for a while.
Yes.
To get started just for assistance. And so it's similar to that, right? Because that's how that works. You just pay for
it. It's not. Great question, though, because how it differs from Home Advisor or Angie Leads is those guys will sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, right?
Oh,
with Google Guaranteed, Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple companies. So if you get a lead through Google Guaranteed, it only comes to you. So you'll have a higher chance of converting it, right?
The second thing
that's different about Google Guaranteed as opposed to Angie Leads is that we monitor it for you and make sure that you're only charged for valid leads. So if somebody calls you and says, hey, Mike, do you do vinyl fences? I'm in Las Vegas. You're not going to get charged for that because that's not in your service area, right? Or if they say, hey, Mike, are you guys hiring? You're not going to get charged for that.
Right.
And I know Angie's will do it too, but people tell me that it's impossible to manage because it happens so frequently and then they have to actually request credits each time, right?
Yeah, you have to call the person and show that you called them and then call and get on an operator. Yeah, it's a huge pain in the ass.
Wow.
And they charge you and they send you leads like we're talking thousands of dollars a month because they send you so many, but they send them to a bunch of contractors. And so you're one of four, at least I think every time that got that same lead. And then, it worked out though. We did make a lot of money from it and it was cool, but it was a huge pain in the ass and I was glad to be done with it.
Yeah, that's why people are just going crazy over Google Guaranteed because they're telling me that it's the highest revenue generating program that they've ever tried online, and I think it's because of the exclusivity, but also because of the fact that they're only paying for the valid leads and you don't have to jump through hoops and make phone calls and request credits because our company does it automatically. Now, you'll see on your dashboard Google Guaranteed charged or Google Guaranteed not charged, so you'll know exactly why if you were credited, like what happened. But let's say one falls through the cracks and you were charged for it and you shouldn't have, then, by all means, you could request the credit for that one-off situation. But mostly it's all handled, behind the scenes, so you don't have to worry about any of it, I know you and Natasha will absolutely love it. And if you wanted to, get started on it, I could, charge the application fee and send you guys the application and then create an appointment for tomorrow for the Google Guaranteed onboarding to call you. And they would just go over the application with you and make sure that it gets submitted properly so that it gets approved, in a timely manner. Oh, and then another thing, the activation budget to start the leads, and that's 4 to 8 weeks down the road whenever you're approved, is $296, which would equal 13 leads within the month. But you don't have to take 13 leads every month. You could, if, you know, let's say that you love it and you're getting a ton of solid work and you want to take 20 leads, absolutely you can. Or if you take on 5 leads and they're all big jobs and you don't have to take on more, then what happens is the next month you just pay for the leads that you took to just kind of replenish that bucket.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it works like
okay,
kind of like an escrow account.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I will, we'll do the October thing for now. And then,
for now?
Yeah, and just get rid of the Facebook stuff, and then I'll talk with her about that because I actually do like the sound of that.
Okay, and then for the call tracking number, we'll get one, you know, complimentary with a 605 area code, but do you want it to forward over to the one ending in 0692 or the one that she has ending in 367?
Yeah, no, the 0692 is the one.
Okay, good. That's how I
yeah.
have it now, is that as your business line, but I thought this is the time
is,
if
yeah.
you wanted to make a change, we could. Okay, so we'll put the call tracking to forward to that 0692, and I've already pushed the billing out to October. So my extension is 777, and my name is Tina. I'm going to send you the information in an email on the Google Guaranteed. That way, if you decide down the road that you want to try it, then, you know, feel free to call me, okay?
Absolutely. Are you going to, you'll email that to us?
Yeah, at bighorncontractor@gmail.com, right?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, you got it. Okay, yeah, and that way Natasha can kind of look into it too. Once your Google Guaranteed approved, you also get like a green or a blue check mark next to your name, so everybody knows you have that extra backing by Google, so it adds a whole bunch of credibility. But there's some visuals in this email, so you can see what would look like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you said Tina at 777, right?
Yep. So it's 877-635-6225, but anytime you put in the 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. Do you want me to text it to you just so you
Yeah,
you
that would be awesome,
remember?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll text it to you. That way you have it. Okay, so for now, you're all good to October 2nd, and I hope you decide to give Google Guaranteed a try. I know you're absolutely going to love it. So I'll follow up in a couple of weeks and just see where you're at that time, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, have a good evening.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, bye.